And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Hope you had a restful and thoughtful Memorial Day weekend as we remember our veterans who suffered, many of them died for our freedom of speech here at Republic Broadcasting and around the world. American freedom of speech is probably the center point. And you'd be surprised when you go to other countries where, quote, hate speech laws like in Canada and Europe can get you jailed for even saying or asking the right questions at the wrong place. And I know personally, having had a show when I was back visiting my mom before she died back in the early 2000s, between 2004 and 2008, we have joining us, of course, Care Partners University, Pete Fedick and Jim Deal. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
I'm doing fantastic.
Excellent. What's the agenda today, Jim?
You tell me.
Well, the first thing I think we always go over is the same principles again. Number one, why do you want to do the business? Well, first off, you want to save in gold so it doesn't you don't save in fractional reserve currencies. You want to save by the gram because it makes it doable for everybody. You want to motivate people because, you know, I turn things around for people. I say, look, what about if there was a major devaluation in current world currencies, but the American dollar still drops, say, 30%? How would you feel about your friends and relatives that are, say, nearing retirement or in their middle years, struggling to pay bills every month, and then all of a sudden their value of their currency dropped by 30%? How would you feel about people, the value of their home, their pension funds, and everything were dropped 30%? And wouldn't you be concerned about your colleagues in your business, whether you're a stockbroker or a dentist or a cab driver or a contractor? Would you be concerned about your relatives? Would you be concerned about people who could do this business easily because they have the free time, all the way from a single mother at home in her apartment with a baby in the oven and another one, you know, wanting mama's care, or a person that's, quote, a professional? We have people that are movie producers, people that are already wealthy, but they realize that they're, you know, it's like the old story of a house built on sand will subside. I guess subsidence is a bad thing, but the currencies are subsiding. I mean, it's not a matter of us predicting it. It's a matter of us observing it. So the first thing I tell people is, you know, have consideration for the people around you, not if it happens, but when, because it's going to happen. It's already happening worldwide already, but it hasn't hit America because we're usually the last to know. It's like everybody else has a cardiac arrest and lobar pneumonia, and we get a cold. But that cold can get pretty vicious, and I have a feeling this year we're going to see the first step of that cold turning into a pneumonia for us.
And, you know, not that I would suggest this is a good motive to do Care at Mars, but to use that analogy, it would be like, you know that your neighbors are going to get infected, so go give them the vaccine.
Right. So the money vaccine, the wealth vaccine, how's that?
Yeah, so that you won't become infected. So in a sense, what you're doing is you're not only helping your neighbors, you're helping yourself, because the more that we can get word out that there is usable, spendable, easily affordable gold at 1 gram at a time, the more people are going to buy it, and the more people that buy it, the more stable our economy is going to be when the dollar starts declining.
Right. So it means our communities will be stabler too, because if you don't have a currency, it'll be like during the Black Death. Most people don't realize the tally stick system, that collapsed during the Middle Ages caused the Black Death. The Black Death didn't just happen, although it was brought over by the Muslim invasions that came through to, the Black Sea area. But the real issue is that it was the degradation of the hygiene caused by the economic collapse that set the conditions to let the Black Death spread like crazy. Mm-hmm. And same way here, if there's a major collapse in the economy, I saw an interesting quote from The Big Short. And I quoted, and this can be proven, that for every 1% increase in unemployment, there's a 40,000 people in America die. Mm. That's pretty serious.
That's interesting.
And I don't want negative things to drive people, but I think what the positive thing is, if we have communities that have secure means of exchange, because this is more secure than Bitcoin, more secure than fractional reserve currencies, more secure than just bartering alone, because you can only barter within a small range of area. You could actually use this as a means for bartering and exchange for other people around the world, because it allows electronic funds transfer of non-fractional reserve gold at the gram rate. And because of that, you can, in a sense, gold at the gram can make change. How's that?
There you go.
The new currency is a tenth of a gram of gold 2 tenths, 4 tenths, 6 tenths, 8 tenths of a gram of gold in each currency note. The Karatbar cards are 1, 2.5, and 5 grams, so you can have an actual usable currency. I know we're not there yet, but this is in preparation for gold being a currency at some point in time when other currencies are, because of the actions of the government and the big banks, it's going to go bye-bye. And that's basically, it's not a prediction. I mean, Janet Yellen's talking about raising interest rates again this fall. She's yelling for more interest.
Yeah, that's gonna put the coffin in the nail in the coffin. I mean, because
well, I'll tell you what I think will trigger it off. Believe it or not, because I'm going to make a prediction today, and I have a feeling I'm going to win the bet. Unfortunately, my prediction is that just as I've known for decades, that when the Cuban Missile Crisis happened, they didn't pull out all the missiles in Cuba. They only pulled out a few cosmetically, and that's why we left Cuba alone, because it was the seat of the Russians, and we had missiles aimed at their neck too, over in Turkey. And that's where our first radar installations were, over there in the 60s. What I see happening is the very probable invasion of Venezuela, whose economy has collapsed to the point where the doctors are on hunger strike because they can't get equipment to save their patients. And what's happening is that they have had Russian and Chinese naval and military operations on Venezuela for decades, and they have nuclear intermediate-range missiles in Venezuela aimed right at the heart of America. People don't know that, but this is a ugly, classified fact I'm going to release, and the fact is the Venezuelan government is completely collapsing, and it's very likely that this year we're going to invade them. That is, I think, going to be the trigger event, not the Middle East. Middle East is percolating along, and it's always ugly and nasty, but to be honest with you, even if we may not like what the Israelis are doing, nobody messes with Israel, because if they did, it would be the last thing they do.
Yeah, for sure. Considering we've given them billions of dollars to build up
their all our equipment sitting over there. And the Israelis, by the way, are the least passive people on the planet. So, you know, even if they're allied indirectly with ISIS and ISIL, ISIS isn't going to attack Israel. They may attack Jordan, they may attack Syria, other countries. They're not going to attack Israel. You know, it's like attacking somebody that's got level 3 body armor on, and it's got laser weapons from the 25th century and nuclear fusion bombs and everything. It's like, are you crazy? The first second you try to attack, you die. What I see happening is the trigger event's going to be probably an economic one, dealing with oil, because you see, the oil is like we want to call it a set of dominoes. Now, there could be multiple trigger events. I could be wrong, but there's at least half a dozen events that have a reasonable degree of probability that they're going to happen this year, which means at the very least you're going to see a 23% drop in the value of the dollar versus commodities like cereal, food, bread, gasoline. And the most likely event, believe it or not, is Venezuela by a large margin. Interesting, hey?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so hard to tell. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
It doesn't matter what it is, though. See, it's almost like you walk into the intensive care unit as a doctor, I can say this, and you walk in and look at this guy, and he's just breathing heavy, and he looks bluish, and he's got sores all over his body. There's blood coming out of his rectum, and you can see he's heaving. He's trying to get enough air to breathe, and he's even got oxygen on already. And he's coughing up all kinds of colored sputum and just writhing, and periodically he'll have a few seizures. You don't know what the cause of death is, but you know he's close. So that's what's going on with the economy. So you don't need to be negative. You say, look, I can get this guy back if I get a good IV and antibiotics in him, and if I can put him on a ventilator and stabilize the cardiac arrhythmia and check to see if he's got a bleeding disorder, give him platelets so he doesn't bleed out. It's a lot of things we got to do. And this, in other words, the likelihood that all those things are going to be done in a timely fashion to keep the economy from crashing, because you got somebody on the other side trying to crash it. People say, well, no, it's just by accident. I say, are you crazy? Look at the actions of the Fed Reserve. I mean, last year during the Paris bombings, they actually, the IMF actually declared that China had a reserve currency. It's like, nobody voted for her to say that, but it just happened. She just got up one morning and said, you know what? China's got a reserve currency. Like, you got to be kidding. So,
yeah. Well, you know, the reason I was chuckling earlier is a picture jumped into my mind when you said that. of two doctors disputing with each other about what the guy's got, and they both know what the solution is to fix him.
Yeah, it's true. And then the first thing is, when you have fractional reserve currency, number one, they're at the point now where even as fast as they can print money, it can't fix things. Even the derivatives market that used to make lots of money can't make money anymore. That's about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So what we're dealing with now is a debt monster that's so big that even the people that manufacture the debt monster can't control it anymore. Now, yeah, the solution is real simple. It's personal, and that's where Kara Kirkbars comes in, and I push it so much, and I want to do interviews also on my live stream channel and put it over on YouTube and Vimeo and all the RSS video feeds, because I'm desperate to realize that my community will be stable if everybody's involved with Kirkbars, because we'll actually have gram-by-the-gram gold currency. So when the dollar goes poof, or 30% poof, like, how well will people do if 30% of their buying power is gone, like this year? Going to be a bare Christmas. In fact, what's Santa's not going to arrive, but Krampus will make it.
You made the point earlier about for every, what was it, so such an increase.
1% increase in unemployment, 40,000 people in America die.
And it's interesting, I think we've talked about it here on the show, that the actual unemployment number is just way more than we're giving, because once a person's out of work, they no longer count him as unemployed if he's out of work over an extended period of time. So
when they stop looking, right.
Well, yeah, I'll make an analogy. Their current system of counting unemployment is similar to saying, well, they're not breathing and having a pulse, therefore they're not really dead.
Yeah.
It's like, you've got to be kidding. I don't follow that logic. It's like, when you got 95 million Americans that don't have work and aren't seeking work and can't get work, they're unemployed. So the real unemployment rate in the average is probably around 22 to 25%. And for unemployed, for young people, it's around 35%. It's worse than during the Great Depression, 1920s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I've said all along, you know, they keep labeling this the Great Recession. We're beyond the depression numbers. It's just that they've masked it so well to keep people from panicking. But the people that are struggling and suffering right now, they know it's...
Why do you think Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are doing so well? And then why do you think what it call, the Hilda Beast is doing so poorly?
Yeah, well, they represent the,
you like that,
they represent
beast,
the
eh?
System. That brought,
they represent the system. And she tilts her head back and tries to say, like, my email server was fine in the closet, and it didn't matter if Gustafur was hacking into it, and everything's cool, look the other way, please, thank you.
Well, yeah, and it's just nobody's drinking. There's a lot of people that have quit drinking the Kool-Aid, and that's
You're
good.
Kidding. You mean like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid? Actually, I think her Kool-Aid would be more lethal than Jim's.
I think it already is.
She already fuzzy had some, but I think being a vile monster, it just makes her grow longer horns. You just can't see them, and a longer and more vicious tail with a spike in it. You know, that's why I call her the Hilda Beast. That's a new term for her now.
Yeah, that's good.
So here are the simple steps: 1, 2, 3, 4. How do we do it? First, here's what I recommend people do. Number one. They contact or email me or just call a 888-212 number. I will do a sizzle call with them. They'll say, oh, my God, this is like riding a bicycle. You can take off the trainer wheels, Deagle. Usually I find that you one call and they'll just say, look, I can do this. I mean, it's embarrassing for me to have you do it when you're so busy. And then they just run with it. And the key is don't get discouraged, because you may go 3 or 4 people deep before you get somebody that's a geode, I call it, which is a diamond in the rough. Or, you know, one of these gemstones, you crack it, like, oh my gosh, look how beautiful that is inside. You don't know who's going to run with it and consistently get other people like themselves motivated, maybe 4 or 5 deep, before they get another person. Don't be discouraged by the fact people don't get it right away. Sometimes it may take 6 months of them sitting around saying, well, look at all this money that's in my downline because I got all these people down below me. And if they just simply cycle by working on their other leg, that money could go in their bank account. And I get those panic calls from people, and I said, isn't that amazing? You can look there and see how much money would be in your bank account if you actually called people and sponsored other people to start saving in gold. That's it. It's a gold saving club, ultimately. Yep. Besides the other things, it's a gold saving club. Just take your currency, don't get a latte at Starbucks, put it in your bank account.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah. Yeah, Dan used to joke, he said, hey, if you have to go sell one of your extra TVs, he said, do it. If you knew, I'll put it this way, if people knew what things were going to look like in advance, they would be calculating up where could they be cutting costs so that they could be buying some gold. And of course, the other beauty of the system, which we've talked about many times, is this puts you in a position and a posture where you can acquire gold without coming out of pocket for it, which right, is very yeah. unique. It's the only company I've seen that allows you to do that. So
yeah.
So you can go buy gold in a lot of places. You can't buy the same quality of gold that you will here.
Right. Well, yeah, you want as a vaulted, or we call it portably vaulted gold, which is the LBMA certified gold in the Carat Bar vault, the little cards.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, this is going to, number one, become an emergency currency as the currencies start to melt down. Number two, it's going to allow things like technology like kiosks. It's going to allow electronic funds transfer. Like, if you decide to say, hey, I'm going to start selling my goods and services or my crafts in Carat Bars, other people around the world are going to be able to buy them in Carat Bars.
Yep.
It's going to stabilize the cost of doing business. For example, at some point, how many grams of gold is it going to require to buy a car and resell it in South America? Right now, because the currencies are unstable, most of the businesses that were involved with buying and selling, say, vehicles or equipment or whatever, have equipment like, let's say, Caterpillar, they can't buy and sell it because the currency is not stable enough to make sure they have a margin to actually stay in business. Mm-hmm. At some point, that's going to happen where people will say, you know, hey, I'll take Carat Bars for, back during the Weimar Republic, 1 gram of gold would buy you a Volkswagen, or a people car. It would buy you 22 loaves of bread. 1 gram of gold. Mm-hmm. 1 wheelbarrow of money, Weimar Deutschmarks, would buy you a loaf
nothing.
Of bread.
Would not.
Would
buy you
it would buy you, or maybe one slice of bread, maybe not a whole loaf, maybe a slice.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's hard to wrap our heads around that because, you know, we go out and buy, you know, all kinds of stuff with paper money now. And the truth is, the only reason paper money has value is because people believe it has value. And that's a hard thing for people.
You mean it's like going to the Magic Kingdom in Disneyland? Because I live in North County, San Diego, so we're about 50 minutes away from the Magic Kingdom. It's like the whole world is the Magic Kingdom, but all of a sudden people realize, hey, this is Disneyland. This is not the real world.
Yeah.
This is not real money.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, you know, that's, again, that's the beauty of Carat Bars. We have an opportunity to get the word out and can afford doing it. You know, we get paid to spread the word, so to speak.
Now, how long do you think it usually takes for people to start getting what I call their, what people that run with it, I call their geodes? I don't think it takes very long at all.
Well,
and it may be the first or second person you talk to, or it could be 10th down the line. The most important thing is consistency. Spend the time. Do not get discouraged. Continue being consistent. Keep on contacting your local downline. And what's one of the funny things about this program, you have to mentor mentors because you don't have access to the emails for all the people that are 4 or 5 deep. You can't just go click, click, and get to like, oh, there's 4,000 people here. I'd like to talk to these people that are really moving down such and such a line. You can't just call or email them. You can tell your downline, and they can tell their downline, and so on. So, yeah, in order to maintain contact, you've got to really encourage them to contact you, your upline, to make sure that they stay motivated, stay consistent, stay mentoring mentors. In other words, you succeed only at this game if you succeed to imbue the enthusiasm of the whole program, the simplicity of the program, and the doability. Like, when you don't have 50 million product line, like, oh my God, there's 5,000 products here, or 5,100, or 100. There's one product, gold.
Yep.
By the gram.
Yep.
That's it. Now, you can, there are lots of spin-offs of it, like you can advertise your electrical business in Ohio, or you can buy and sell crafts around the world, or you can sell veggies in your area in South America. But ultimately, it's a simple business. Here's my anti-money, Fed Reserve notes or whatever currency. There's real money called gold by the gram. Thank you. And right now, I'm glad you believe in funny money as you give me the gold.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Back in a minute. Thank you, Jim. Stay right there.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Just for this segment, I'd like you to kind of summarize what you would do about this. I mean, a lot of people say, well, I think Deagle has had food poisoning. He's psychotic. No, no. This is the words of the president of Venezuela telling his citizens they're doing a war game impending American invasion, period. That, you can check it yourself. I tell people, you know, there's something really important. It's called the sewer net, a.k.a. the Internet. And you can go to the sewer net and actually pull, go click, 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 Google, Yahoo, whatever, search engine. And you can say, oh, my God. I see there's probably a million people out there saying, dear Lord, prove to me today that Dr. Deagle is psychotic and his questions are out of line with reality. But God says, you got to listen. Check it on the Internet. It's on the damn Internet, okay? So, you know, get a life out there, okay? The fact is, this is not my invention. These guys behind the scenes, and remember, the bankers want this distraction because they know Janet Yellen, she's kind of looking real nervous. She's always got this look like, I didn't do it. She's got this I didn't do it look. Now, I can tell you right now, they want a really perfect distraction for the fact that this year, during the last few dying months of the presidency of the Abominator, that they're going to have an economic chaos, and they probably want some terror, too. You know, so it's like salt and pepper. You got to add a little spice in there. You want the jihad of murder in multiple places, let's say O'Hare Airport or, you know, some major train station or the Wall of the Americas. You want something to get people really riled up, as they say in the South. Well, guess what? Riled and up time is coming because the globals can't even control the monster they've created. They can't. They would like to tell you they can control it. In fact, all they can do now is they can make sure their monster's unchained to go crazy. That's pretty well all they can do. And so if this does happen, or even if it doesn't, and there's economic chaos caused by dominoes, they don't even necessarily need to invade. They just need to maybe consider that it's a possibility. And as the derivatives market crashes because of the oil, now people say, well, oil's gone back up to 50. There's so many countries wanting to dump oil on the market, including Iran. This isn't going to last long. I mean, look at Venezuela. They get 7 trillion barrels of oil. They got 8 times as much oil proven as Saudi Arabia. And if you can't buy scalpels and IV bags for your patients because your economy is crashing, you're going to dump oil, which means when the derivatives market crashes because of the oil price collapse, you can damn well guarantee all the banks, and some of them are so highly leveraged, it's just nuts. I mean, there's one of the big 6 banks that's so leveraged, just like it takes one little pinky pushed against its forehead to fall over a cliff. That is crazy.
Yeah. Well, look, I want to go back before I have to bug out of here. I want to go back to the question you raised earlier about, you know, what should people expect as far as what it takes to get this business off and find a key person. A couple of things I tell people, you know, managing expectations is obviously important. And I tell people, I say, well, let me ask you this. If it took you a year to get to, say, $4,000 a month residual income, how hard would you work for that? Or if it, or to 5,000 or 6,000, how hard would you work for that? So I try to get them to tell me what it is they want to accomplish.
Right.
Now, the other thing too is that's really important is what's interesting about this business is it's a business of momentum. We've all heard that word momentum, right?
Right.
And that means that if you go at it hard early, it's kind of like getting a jet off the runway. You can drag it out and kind of put the pedal halfway down to the metal, and you'll need a lot more runway than you have to get the plane off. You'll probably crash.
Right.
But if you really stomp on it hard and get enough speed up, you can get off the runway pretty quick. Well, this business is a lot like that. If you hit it hard early and go after key people, you get it. That's why you get these people like this one gal in Canada that grew to 16,000 affiliates in like 90 days. I mean, that's just a ridiculous number. But I mean, I don't think she slept for 90 days. so not everybody's willing to make.
She was typical of 98% of all CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. She was hypomanic.
Yeah. So not all people are willing to work at it that hard. So when people say, what should I expect? I say, well, what can I expect from you? I mean, that's kind of a crazy question. What should I expect? Well, that depends on what you want to put into this. If you have low expectations, you probably aren't going to get much out of this. Because if you have low expectations, you're going to put forth low effort, and you're going to get low results. And that's why, you know, why these people that always talk about, well, it didn't work for me. Well, my question always to them is, well, how hard did you work?
How hard did you work for it?
Yeah, exactly. It's still work. Anyway,
By the way, it doesn't matter what your background. You could be a financial advisor, a real estate broker. You can be a banker. If you do it right, it doesn't matter if you're a taxi driver. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mother at home, you know, you got a telephone and a computer, you're all set.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, amazing. Thanks, Jim. I you know,
anytime. Turned to
burst your bubble after Memorial Day, but... as they say, something evil this way comes, and I think it's more than just the Hildebeest.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually, you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way, though. Power Sleep is an all-natural, non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at energywave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add Power Vites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at energywave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, and we have Pete Fedick here. Jim is Jim is always so optimistic, isn't he? You know, and of course motivational. It reminds me of Dan Jeromo. Pete, you've done some really good things in this business, and I want you to kind of expand on how we can keep people motivated and just, as I say, just being consistent. And if they are, it's amazing how well to do in this business, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know, and my apologies. I don't know what's going on with my connection, but I missed at least 20 minutes there. But at any rate, you're right. You know, it really comes down to, I always tell people some of the real things first, like, what's your why? Why do you want to do the business? Why would you want to make extra money? Why do you want to get gold, for that matter? I mean, you don't have to pressure people. Just ask them.
Yeah, what's their why? What's your why? What's the average why that people put out there? What do they say?
Well, the average person is saying, I want to make some extra money. But, you know, we're coming to a real head here with what's going on with the economy and what's going on out there with money and the evaporation of value in fiat currency. And as people start to learn that, they're starting to wake up and realize that, hey, you know what, I've got to do something here. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you can make it even stronger. What's your mission? Why would you do that? Why do you want to help people?
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Ultimately, we're not just in this to make money. We're in this to change the world. We're in this to make it fair for everybody. Well, why wouldn't you want to get in this to make the world a better place when you're done and gone? You're not going to change necessarily the world all by yourself, but you certainly can change the world within you and treat others right and be right with God. And, you know, I know that offends a lot of people when you bring up Christianity or bring up spiritual things, but really, guys, this is the crux. We're using dishonest money. We got to stop using dishonest money.
Right.
And if you don't know why we're even using dishonest money, how that came about, we need to stop, look, and listen. And we need to write down the things, the reasons why we would want to correct that. And we have all manner of tools for anyone to be able to use. I always tell people, get registered, get your KYC documents uploaded, get a package so that you can participate in the dual team system and make this truly worthwhile for yourself.
And if you feel really dependent for a while, just let us be your training wheels. Let us do it with you, and you just listen. All you do is listen to the phone conversation.
That's exactly
and in fact, we just had one gentleman last week that contacted us after the show, and we've connected him with Jim Deal, and he will... The first name is Richard, and he will be connected to the teaching seminars. We have all kinds of ways, online calls that you can listen to, care group team, which is you can sign up and get that, all these new videos and other materials to try to motivate you and make you understand it. This is going to expand into, number one, it's a Gold Savings Club now. It can be a business opportunity for you to market your business, because in your back office you can actually register your business. We're registered. So that at some point we're going to be able to take Carrot Bars as a payment for nutraceuticals and technology. It's eventually going to replace the idea of, quote, credit cards to an extent, and eventually it'll be a buffer against taking what I call the mark of the beast, because eventually the globalists want to get rid of physical money. People don't realize that 90% of the currency in the world is in Fed Reserve notes, and two-thirds of that money isn't even ever printed. They think, well, the printing presses are printing it. No. This is very virtual money and little divots in their supercomputer. And my why is actually three things. I want to help the community so there still is an economy. I want us to have money that can't be dissolved or all of a sudden. By the way, all that money you had in the bank account, and they have two different things they want to do. One is called bailing in. I call it what I call the very short haircut, where the blade is set below your chin. And the second thing is devaluing the currency. So that whenever you go to the store, you say, by the way, that bread was no longer $4 a loaf, it's $10. Now, the average person that can't put together $1,000 for an emergency, let's say their furnace goes out or their car needs major repairs, I think it's three-quarters of Americans with an income under $50,000 and two-thirds under $100,000 can't afford to do that. I think it's unprecedented. I think what we're seeing right now is a meltdown of all the underclasses underneath the under millionaire billionaire level, all of them, and even the very wealthy. I think part of the people that look at the motivation of Donald Trump, it's not just to support the vets in our country and so on. It's also to make sure that his $10 billion worth of net value remains $10 billion instead of becoming $1 billion or $10 million. It's a matter of he knows he's worked his tail off for 4 or 5 decades, and it can just go poof. And who would know better than a businessman as successful as Donald Trump? So that's why we need the Business of America run by a businessman. Not a fool like Obama, who couldn't run an ice cream stand on the beach because he'd say that the Republicans kicked the cord out and all that nice ice cream melted before he could even serve his first ice cream scoop on the beach. Or Bernie Sanders, who says, huff and puff, you know, I'm going to blow your financial house down, and he's going to give you money for free college and free education and free health care, but he doesn't control the cost or has a way of actually doing it other than raising taxes on the rest of us who are actually working, to the point where eventually we can't afford health insurance. I just found out, for example, recently that if someone has got a plan, say in California, we call California Selected or whatever it's called, that if you can't afford your premiums, and let's say you're doing relatively well and all of a sudden you can't, you don't have insurance. Now, illegals that come into the country, including the so-called sanctuary state, California, they get health care. Do you know that the veterans, when I took care of what I called the very awful hospital system, the veterans would wait 6 months to a year for basic procedures. They couldn't get a jet to go to a regular doctor, so they had to wait, and many of them would suffer and or die. And yet, illegals come into this country, and they get health care, but someone who's actually working their tail off and actually just can't afford their premiums now and get disconnected from the healthcare system, if they have a major health problem that happens in the interim when they don't have health care insurance, they're done. Their house is gone. Their family's bankrupt. And even the hospital system that wants to charge them an arm and a leg because nobody's controlling costs. This is why my why. My why is I see a system guaranteed to fail. I see a system that if we just simply motivate people to take personal responsibility, the first step isn't just electing President Trump. It's electing us to actually spend an hour a day, 4 to 5 days a week, doing the care part business. Because if you just start saving in gold, at some point you're going to have a network of people you've helped to help themselves, and now you're going to all of a sudden you say, you know what, I got X number of money coming monthly. I can afford to have a real savings in gold. And then at some point, you don't need to worry that they're going to devalue the currency like crazy. But my why is I want everybody to be involved in this simply because if we don't have a large community of people involved in actually saving in gold by the gram, we're doomed. I mean, they're going to blow the dollar up. They're going to blow up the ruble. They're going to blow up the euro. All the currencies on the planet are going to blow up, and it's going to start big time this year. Last year, it was kind of creaking, and it's been dropping in some countries a 50% leg. From August of 2014 to now, the ruble is less than half its value. Same with currencies all across South America. Why do you think Venezuela is collapsing? They can't buy anything. Their currency is valueless. The price of oil has dropped so low they can't afford to buy basic medical equipment to keep their hospitals running. That's nuts. And if people don't see this as a community issue, as a my friends and relatives and my colleagues issue, as a I better have some money in the bank so I can buy gasoline and food and keep the house warm issue, as I don't have emergency money issue, they better start reconsidering the fact that no matter how many jobs are just over broke they have, it's not going to work if they have two or three part-time jobs and are still paid in fractional reserve currency. That currency is going to go bye-bye, isn't it?
That's right. It's going to go bye-bye, and it's going to happen faster than anybody can possibly imagine.
I expect it to leave before the end of the year. In fact, I see various scenarios that I'm entertaining as possibilities, versus I expect enough terrorism and economic chaos that Obama, by default, with Hillary teetering on getting indicted, and again, they keep on floating out the idea that Warren and Biden are going to run for the proxy presidency and take all of her so-called delegates and transfer them over. That's not reasonable. What they're really saying behind the scenes is, we want to give Obama a third term under a state of martial law. If you don't see that coming, you're not paying attention. Okay? They are freaked out of their mind that Obama is going to be completely dismantled by Donald Trump, President Trump. Everything the globalists have done over five decades plus, since Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial intelligence complex. That means, you know, President Eisenhower told us to be fearful of them, but within a decade, they did a coup d'etat with the CIA, killing our president, because he was going to get rid of the Fed Reserve. He was going to replace it with a real currency.
That's right.
And it was backed by gold. And it was when Nixon took the gold standard off that all of a sudden they could print as much money as they want. And all of our people we traded with, what are they going to do about it? Say, well, we won't take your dollar anymore, even though it's not backed by gold. So we had a free-for-all for a while. And then eventually, you have these fractioned, these other countries. And by the way, the financial policies of China are no better than ours or the Federal Reserve. They're printing as much money as they want. That's why they don't want their centrally controlled economy controlled by globalists. It's not that they're nice guys. I mean, I had a call last week, and she was saying, You know, we need to have a two-state solution to Israel. And I said, no, you don't have two good guys here. You got two bad guys. Bad in different ways, but all bad. All the bankers, including Russia, China, look at Putin. Putin is an oligarch. This guy takes a cut every action in Russia. He gets $40 billion in the bank. It's in Swiss banks and all over the world. He's got real estate. The reason why this guy's rich is he takes a cut of everything, like a mafia don. Right?
That's exactly
right. Let's have a reality check here, okay? He thinks like he's a nice guy because he agrees with us to try to get rid of ISIS because ISIS is causing them grief too. No, he's very self-serving, okay? So let's get a reality check. We have Joel Skousen on. We'll have be on it in the next hour, at the top of the hour if we can track him down. We'll be talking about all these issues. So, you know, my why is I want a community that's still solvent. I want people to be able to get gasoline in their car. I don't want them to come to my home with a gun and saying, you know, my dog's food is run out, my food is all rotted in the fridge, the power is turned off, my kids are cold, and I'm hungry, and by the way, I got a gun up your nose, and I want your stuff. I don't want to see that happen. How's that? In other words, by making my neighbor succeed, I prevent them from coming to my house in a desperate state with an armed weapon.
That's exactly right.
People don't see that. They don't say there's a side effect to having an armed population that's desperate now because they've collapsed the economy. 94 million Americans armed with 360 million guns and billions of bullets is a bad thing when you create chaos. Bad.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's one thing to say, well, let the government come after. The government can't come after us. Are they crazy? If they sent an entire army, number one, we'd pick them off, cut off their supply lines in a matter of days, they'd be dead. The fact is, our biggest problem is ourselves. If we become desperate because we can't buy or sell anything or can't electricity, can't ship food from one part of the country to another, that's the real problem. The problem isn't the government. They're like a minor irritation. They're like a fly flying around us. The biggest problem is us, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, guys, I hate saying it, but it really does. It's a sin problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the sin of believing in a phony money system, the sin of looking the other way when other countries are going down the toilet. In fact, give an example. Let's say you're a leather good guy and you're in a South American country. Let's say Sao Paulo, Brazil. And you buy leathers from, say, Canada and Italy and elsewhere, and you're going to make them into leather jackets and shoes and other things. If you don't have a stable currency, you're out of business. If you're, let's say, a car dealer and you're in Quito, Ecuador, and there's a lot of expats there from Europe and Canada and America, you want to buy the cars at a certain price, and they may not be made in America. They can be made in Mexico or elsewhere now because of this stupid NAFTA. But nevertheless, they're going to be wanting to be paid in Fed Reserve dollars. And now your currency, if it's dropped versus the Fed Reserve note, you can't afford to buy the cars and sell them at a margin where you can stay in business. This is happening everywhere. This is not something like, well, we're prophesying this. We're just reporting it. In the past, we would say, well, predictively, we think this could happen. We're just telling you what is and has happened over the last year and a half. So now's the time to actually make a decision. Now's the time to say, I think, why does Dr. Deagle spend an entire hour of his 15 hours broadcasting on Republic Radio and even after, but we do videos, why is he spending so much time on this? Because if you don't have the money to buy supplements to keep yourself well, or technology, or go to an alternative clinic wherever I happen to send you, you've got cancer or something else, if you can't take care of your family with basic needs for food, water, and self-protection, it grieves me because I know it's your personal actions that are going to save us, not the government. The government relies on your personal actions. That's why the government never creates business. It's us. That's why, for example, Donald Trump didn't say, well, the government, just like this idiot Obama said, you didn't start that business. You didn't make that idea up. We've made the conditions to allow you to have that. No, Obama is a psychic maniac trying to destroy the idea that it's us that created it. We Americans created the strong American economy, but they're destroying it, breaking us down bit by bit by bit. And now the middle class is just, during his 7.5-year term, just see you later. We're out of here. And it's not just the middle class. The lower classes, the upper class, everybody's suffering. And it's our personal responsibility to say, or do we want to have things that are real money by the grant? Do we want to build a network of people downline of us that are actually understand this and really want to get off like a Norwegian ship rat? Do we want to get off the boat before it finally goes under and sucks us in a vortex of water down to the Davy Jones locker? No. We want to get off it now, and we want them to get off it too, because this is going to crash, and I think it's going to crash before the end of Obama's term. Yep. Everything tells me that we have multiple triggers. It's like a big Jenga game. Remember when you're a kid and you play Jenga with the sticks? And one kid finally is real smart, and he said, well, if I pull this stick, the whole thing will come down. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's Jenga. It's Jenga, people. We're playing a Jenga game. Unfortunately, like The Big Short, for every 1 point increase in unemployment, there's 40,000 people die. Starve to death, get depressed, violent, blow their hands off, kill their family. You know, how many vets coming back, can't get a job, are depressed already from PTSD, don't eat proper food, and all of a sudden, with all this stress, they just lose it. And they're not getting proper care for the PTSD. We have, by the way, things for that, too. And the problem is, we have to have problem identification, which we've done, and problem solution, which we've done. For God's sake, listen to us. Not just us personally, but not only just Americans, but around the world, will help you in coronavirus.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Back and so Pete, summarize what you need to do with people to get them motivated, get them on track, get them successful. I mean, if you were to walk along and to go to a crowd and you had checks that were certified, you know, bank draft checks, you know, you just take them down to the bank, go boom, they're in your account, and you give people, say, $10,000 checks, how many people do you think would actually take the check and go to the bank and say, this has got to be a scam? It can't be real. So how many people out of 100 do you think would take the check and actually go to the bank to see if it actually would cash? I call a banker's draft note, one of those ones where you walk into the bank and says, this has got a tracking number, it's got the certification codes on it, it's like, this is good.
The sad thing is, unfortunately, more people than if you offer them a real gold, 1 ounce American Gold Eagle as an example. I don't know if you've ever seen those.
Oh, yeah,
videos, Mark-based clay.
Yeah. I've been collecting gold for 20 some years, and I remember buying it was a few hundred dollars an ounce, and I still have that.
And, it's really sad. And, we just simply have to get people off of that whole mindset. And the only way to do it is we got to talk to people and talk about it.
Well, it's not, that's better than even buying gold and silver coins. People say, well, why don't you just buy gold or silver coins? I said, well, you know why? Because if you sell it, you got to take fractional reserve anti-money. When you look at a Federal Reserve note, it says on it, you now owe the Federal Reserve X amount of money. You got to have a debt note. You don't really have money. You've got anti-money, almost like antimatter.
That's right. I want to clarify something that people actually don't even understand today, and that is that we don't even have fractional money anymore.
Right.
Fractional money means there's some actual value backing it. Some. Fiat money means there ain't nothing. They just print it.
Yeah.
And you're using it. These days, they're not even printing it. They're just digitizing it. It's just a computer stroke.
Right, exactly, which is why they're dangerously close to actually doing that. In fact, Janet Yellen made a statement, I think, a year ago, that it's too expensive to actually print physical money, so they want to get rid of it. The only way they can keep the interest rates of the banks down at around 0%, which is what they have to keep, is that they got to stop printing money. Duh, don't you understand? It's called biometric money, a.k.a. the mark of the beast, because you tie it to international policies of population control, environment, carbon taxes, the United Nations with a rapid reaction force, etc., paid for by carbon credits. What do you think that is? That's called global government. Brought to you by the CIA, the NSA, or no such agency, and all the other globalist corporations that are actually fused with the secret agencies of the planet. It's a different form of corporatism. It's where the secret agencies and the corporations, transnational corporations of the planet, have fused into one global government. That's called the UN, or the United Nations, which is a resurrection of the British Empire, now in the beast-like system of a fused globalist system under secret agencies and transnational corporations. We already have that. It's just full flower, hasn't opened yet, and they're working on it. You don't need to play that game. Become a gold saver by the gram. Teach others to do it. Start with Caripars. You're not going to complain. When you look at your bank account and say, my gosh, I have money, but I have gold. It's even better. Gold by the gram. Better even than gold and silver coins. Thank you, Pete. And thank you, Jim, from earlier. And we will be joined. Hopefully we'll track down Joel Skousen. Have a great interview this week. Last hour, Tim Alexander. Coming up tomorrow, Keisha Rogers from the Roosh Foundation and John B. Wells from Caravan to Midnight, the third hour tomorrow.
And Dr. Bill, I just want to say thank you for having us again.
Take care.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.